Jamestown Settlement. Roanoke was Sir Walter Raleigh's last attempt to establish a colony. For a time, his failure discouraged others from planning English colonies in North America. However, the idea emerged again in 1606. Several groups of merchants sought charters, the right to organize settlements in an area, from King James I. The Virginia Company. One group of merchants, the Virginia Company of London, received a charter to make habitation into that part of America commonly called Virginia. The Virginia Company was a joint stock company. Investors bought stock or part ownership in the company in return for a share of its future profits. The company acted quickly. In December 1606, it sent 144 settlers in three ships to build a new colony in North America. The settlers were supposed to look for gold and attempt to establish trade in fish and furs. 40 of them died during the voyage. In April 1607, the ships entered Chesapeake Bay and then sailed up a river flowing into the bay. The colonists named the river the James and their settlement Jamestown to honor their king. The settlers built Jamestown on a peninsula so they could defend it from attack. The site had major drawbacks, however. The swampy land swarmed with mosquitoes that carried disease. Jamestown also lacked good farmland. The colonists faced more hardships over the next several months. Many of them were not accustomed to hard labor. Because the London investors expected a quick profit from their colony, the settlers searched for gold and silver when they should have been growing food. In addition, disease and hunger took a toll on the colonists. By spring 1608, when ships arrived with supplies and more settlers, only 38 of the Jamestown colonists remained alive. Captain John Smith. Governing Jamestown was perhaps the biggest obstacle the colonists faced. The colony survived its first 2 years because of 27-year-old Captain John Smith, an experienced soldier and explorer. Smith forced the settlers to work, explored the area, and managed to get corn from the local Native Americans led by Chief Powhatan. In August 1609, 400 new settlers arrived. 2 months later, John Smith returned to England. Without strong leadership, the colony could not feed so many people. The winter of 1609 to 1610 became known as the Starving Time. Fighting broke out with the Native Americans. When more settlers arrived in the spring, they found only 60 survivors. Farming the land. Although the Virginia colonists did not find any gold or silver, they did discover another way to make money for the investors. One colonist, John Rolfe, learned to grow a type of tobacco using seeds from the West Indies. The first crop was sold in England in 1614. Soon, planters all along the James River were raising tobacco, and the colony of Virginia began to prosper and grow. Relations with the Native Americans also improved after Rolfe married Pocahontas, the daughter of Chief Powhatan.